Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tes Zayin. We left off in Daf Tes Vav and Beis at the very last word on the page on Daf Tes Vav and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored as Chusur for Shlema, for her Rav Kelmer Shlita, Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah, Shavur for Shlema Pesach Shar Chole Yisrael, and it's also sponsored anonymously in honor of Hub Sachs's engagement to Michal Raskis. Mazel tov, they should have much bracha in their marriage, Be'ezras Hashem. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today, as we said, we're going to learn Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara is going to first discuss, the whole Daf is going to be about Tumas Mashkim, whether liquids have Tuma on a Doraisa level. And first we're going to discuss whether Rabbi Eliezer holds that liquids can become Tame Midoraisa or only Midorabanan. And in that context, the majority of the Daf is going to talk about a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether the liquids from a shechita house, from the Beis Mechaya, in the Beis HaMikdash, from the area where they shechted animals in the Beis HaMikdash, whether the liquids in that area can become Tameh. And we're going to challenge Shmuel's opinion once, and we're not going to have an answer to the challenge on Shmuel's opinion. It's going to just be a kasha. And then we're going to challenge Rav's opinion six different times, but each time we challenge Rav's opinion, we're going to see that there's going to be an answer to that challenge. So let's go back to the last one on the page on Daf Tes Vav and Beis Ditanya. The context over here was that Rabbi Meir had said, "Midivreim lamanu." We learn from somebody's words, from something that was said by other people, that you're allowed to burn truma tameya together with truma tahora, and when they're chametz on erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn them together. And Rabbi Yossi said, "What are you talking about? Einu yamida? You can't learn from anything that somebody else said that you're allowed to do that." And we were working with the possibility that maybe what Rav Meir meant when he said midivreim lamanu was midivarov shel Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim, based on what Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim had said about taking a Rishon and a Shlishi of Kodesh and burning them together. So the Gemara had suggested, why is it midivreim lamanu, and why does Rabbi Yossi think that you can't learn anything midivreim? It's because Rabbi Meir holds that Tumas Mashkin L'tamei Acherim is only Drabanan, that the Tumas status of Mashkin to be Metame other things is only Midrabanan. Min HaTorah, Mashke cannot be Metame other things, even Ochlim, and the case of the Basar, that's a Shlishi, became Tame through such a transmission, through it, Tumas Mashkin, that was Metame it. And therefore, the Basar that was a Shlishi in the Mishnah was only a Tumah Midrabanan. So, if that's the case, Rabbi Chanina allowed being Metame that which is Tame Midrabanan with a Tumah by putting it in contact with Basar, that became Tameh from an Avatumah. So Meir says, so you see, when it comes to Trumas Chametz Tahora, during the sixth hour, you can make it Tameh on a Doraisa level, even though at that hour, it's only Asar Midrabanan. And the reason Rabbi Yossi said that, no, it's not Eine Yamida, you can't compare the two cases, is because Rabbi Yossi held the whole premise of the conversation was wrong. Rabbi Yossi held that Tumas Mashkin's ability to be metame something else is Doraisa. So Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim was talking about taking something that's already anyway tame mi Doraisa and intensifying its tuma. How do you learn from there that you could take chametz that's truma tahora, Tahora, together with Chametz and Truma Tameya, and be Metame the Truma Tahora, even if the Truma Tahora is already Asur Midrabanan, because it's the sixth hour of the day in Erev Pesach, but it's Truma Tahora. How could you possibly learn from that as Metame? So all of this, I mean, that was the whole conversation yesterday's off, is what Reb Meir's Midrayim Lamanu was, but it all boils down to, at least according to this Mahalich, whether Mashkin are Metame, Midaraisa or Midrabanan. Do Mashkin have the ability to transmit to the food on a Doraisa level or on a Drabanan level only? So based on that, the Gemara is going to use that as a starting point. Where do we find such a machlokas, whether Mashkin has the ability to be metame food on a Doraisa level or only on a Drabanan level? Ditanya, because we have the following brisa. Suffolk Mashkin litame tame. Litame acherim tahar. If you have a suffolk about Mashkin, a person, a tame person stuck a part of his body body, into his hand or his foot, into a mashke that's tahar, but he's not sure if he touched it or if he didn't touch it. So if it's about the tumma of the mashke itself, and we're not sure, tame, the tumma's mashke itself is a tumma daraisa, savik tumma daraisa is the chumra. It's not really true that savik tumma daraisa is always the chumra, but perusha siyachid it's the chumra. We have the rule by savik tumma, savik tumma perusha siyachid is tame, but that's only when we're dealing with tumma daraisa. So since it's tumma daraisa, we apply the principle of savik tumma perusha siyachid is tame, and therefore the mashke is tame. But the tame acherim, but is that mashke going to be able to be metame food? Is it going to be able to be metame other things? So tar, then no, we assume that it's tar, because safik drabanan lekula, that although safik tumma perusha siyachid is tame, that's only if it's a tumma daraisa, but a tumma drabanan, we're always going to say sveiko tar, divrei Rabbi Meir, and that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that the ability of mashke to be metame something else is only midrabanan. V'cheinai Rabbi Lazar, Amar Kedvarav, and Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lakol tame. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the ability to be metame something else, we're going to assume sveiko luchumra, we're going to assume that misafik is going to be able to be metame other things, whether it be ochlim, whether it be kelim. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashke can be metame other things on a daraisa level, again, whether it be ochlim, whether it be kelim, and therefore we're machmir on a safik tumma, like safik tumma daraisa, versus yachid, where we're always going to be machmir. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon omrim, la ochlim tumein, la kelim tarim. And then Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, a compromise shita. Does mashke have the ability to be metame other things on a daraisa level? It depends what those other things are. If it's food, tumein, yes, the mashke has the ability to be metame on a daraisa level. But as far as kelim, then tahorim. Mashke are not metame kelim minatara, that's only midrabanan, and the chum were not gozer on a safek, there only gozer when it's a case of vadai, not in a case of safek. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second, we said that Rabbi Meir's shita is that a mashke can never be metame something else on a daraisa level, not ochlim, not kelim. And we said, Rabbi Lazar says just like that. Rabbi Lazar holds kidvarav, just like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is going to challenge that part. I understand there is a shita, there are three shitos. There's Rabbi Meir, there's Rabbi Yehuda, and there's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. But are we sure that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Meir, that a mashke does not have the ability to transmit tumma to anything? So v'savar Rabbi Elazar mashke nislu tumma ba'olam, that Rabbi Meir had said not only that a mashke doesn't have the ability to transmit tumma to anything, but it itself can become tummy. So says Mar, v'savar Rabbi Elazar mashke nislu tumma ba'olam, does Rabbi Elazar really hold that mashke has tumma minat Torah va'tanya? But the Brisa tells us that Reb Lazar Omer ein tuma lemashkin kol ikr, that on a daraisa level mashkin doesn't become tame at all. Teda, and the raya is that it's not makabel tuma at all. Shari heid Yosi ben Yoezer ish Shreda al ayel kamtsa dachan. Yosi ben Yoezer ish Shreda was meid, means it's a mishnah mesechs edios. That lashon of meid was a mishnah mesech, is always mishnayis in mesechs edios, because that's when the chacham got together in Kerem Biyavne after the Churban. So Ten Li Yavne v'Chachameho was one of the requests that allowed the Chachamim to record all of their traditions. So all of the Chachamim got together in Kerem Biyavne, where the benches were Shuros Kikerem. That's why it was called Kerem Biyavne, because the benches were arranged in rows, like a vineyard is arranged in rows. And everyone just said whatever it is, whatever traditions they had that they thought might be lost and other people didn't have. So everything was an Eidos, that I'm made that I have such a Mesorah. So that's why Mesechus Eduyos, they call Mesechus Ksubas Shas Katan, right? They always refer to it as a small, as like a miniature Shas, because it goes through so many different sugyas throughout Shas. You have the seventh parakas Nedarim, and you have Avelus, and you have Shabbos, you have so many different topics in Mesechus Ksubas, they call it Shas Katan. But the real Shas Katan is Eduyos, because Mesechus Eduyos is mamish, just a total potpourri of whatever people wanted to be made about, that they had a tradition about. So there's a lot of taras in there. So Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Sreda was made about a certain type of grasshopper called an ayil kamtza dachan, that it's kosher, that you're allowed to eat it. And the other, that's not the relevant part of the edels for us, val mashkin basement b'chaya dachan, that also the mashka that's in the basement b'chaya, in the basement mikdash, the dam that's there, the mayim that's there in the azara, that's tahar, that it's not mekabel tuma. So it must be because the old stumas mashka is only midrabanan, and in the mikdash they were not gozer that tuma midrabanan, because why would we want to generate more tuma in the mikdash? That's going to cause kachim to become tame, to become pasul. We don't want that to be. So if the mashka were really tame on a daraisa level, the chachamim never would have had the koach to be mitayer the mashka beit mitbachaya. The only reason the chachamim had the ability to say the mashka beit mitbachaya is not tame is because it was never tame on a daraisa level to begin with. It was only a tuma midrabanan. So you see that Reb Lazar holds that more makel than all three shittos. We said that Reb Lazar holds like Rabbi Meir that the mashke itself becomes tame, but it cannot transmit tuma to anything else. And again, all three shittos agreed that the mashke itself can become tame. The only question was, what is its koach to transmit tuma? Rabbi Meir was the most makel, no koach to transmit tuma. Rabbi Yehuda was the most machmir, full koach to transmit tumah. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, somewhere in between. The ability to transmit tumah to Ochlin, but not to Kalim. But all three opinions agreed that the mashke itself becomes tameh. And yet here we have Rabbi Elazar says that no, it doesn't even become tameh in its own right, let alone transmitting tumah. It can't even become tameh. So how can the Brisa say that Rabbi Elazar says like Rabbi Meir? He's closest to Rabbi Meir in the sense that he can't transmit tumah, but he's not saying like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds it becomes tame itself. So it says Marahani Chol Shmuel. Damer Dachan Min Tame Tumas Hacherim Avol Tumas Atzmin Yeshla and Shapir. If you understand Rabbi Lazar the way Shmuel understood Rabbi Lazar, that when he was made that the Mashka Beit Mitbechaya is Tahar, it only meant it doesn't transmit tuma, but he really meant it itself does become tame. So then you're right. Then it perfectly aligns with Rabbi Meir that it becomes tame, but it cannot transmit tuma. El Rav Damer Dachan Mamish. But according to Rav, who says that it's mamish tahar, that's what Rabbi Lazar really meant, that it itself is tahar, so then mayikal lemeimar. So what are we going to say? How are we going to be miyashiv the stira between the two brisos? Rabbi Lazar is bringing a raya to his shita from Yossi ben Yoezer, and Yossi ben Yoezer is saying that it's totally tahar. So how can you then say that Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Meir, that it's tameh, it just doesn't transmit tuma? Some Rav Nachman Yitzchak achada. Yeah, when we said v'cheina Rabbi Lazar Amar Kedvarav, that Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Meir, it means he agrees with Rabbi Meir insofar as that the mashka does not transmit tuma. Meaning Rabbi Meir's taught two halachos: one, the mashka becomes tameh; two, the mashka does not transmit tuma. Rabbi Lazar agrees with part two of that. Rabbi Lazar agrees that it does not transmit tuma. Part one, he disagrees. He thinks it doesn't even become tameh. Says Gemara, that is an unlikely explanation of that statement for two reasons. First of all, Vaha kidvarav ka'amar. It does not say v'chein ayir Rabbi Lazar Omer kidvaro, like the one thing that he said. Kidvarav sounds like many things that he said, multiple things that he said, and he only said two things: one, that the mashka becomes tameh, and two, that it does not transmit tuma. So it sounds like Rabbi Lazar has to agree with both halves, both of those statements. Va'od, and furthermore, vaha v'chein katani. It said, it didn't just say that Rabbi Lazar Omer kidvarav. It said v'chein ayir Rabbi Lazar Omer kidvarav. V'chein sounds like it's the same exact shita, that they're lockstep, that they're saying exactly the same thing. So kasha, the Gemara says, that's actually difficult. It's a kasha on Rav, right? Why is it a kasha on Rav? Because Rav is the one that interpreted Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah in Adios to be saying that it's totally tahar. But if you assume like Shmuel that the Mishnah in Adios wasn't saying that the mashka is totally tahar, he was just saying that the mashka is tahar in that it doesn't transmit tuma, then it is perfectly aligned with v'chein ayir Rabbi Lazar Omer kedvarav, with the shita of Rabbi Meir. But if you say like Rav that it's totally tahar, then we have a stira between the two brisos, and it's not easily answerable. It must be answerable in some way because it says kasha. It's not a tiyufta, but kasha is a softer lashon of a kasha. But that's a kasha on Rav. So again, Rav understands the shita of, and we're going to focus on Rav this machlokes Rav and Shmuel for the rest of the daf. Rav understands the shita of Yossi ben Yuezer ish Sreda, and therefore the sheet of Reb Lazar to tell me that Mashke does not become Tame at all, that the Mashke Beit Mitzvachaya does not become Tame at all, and that's only because any Mashke, even outside of the Mikdash, is only Tame Midrabanan. So the Rabbanan never were gozer that Tuma in the Mikdash. There's a fascinating discussion in the Tshuva Me'ava. The Tshuva Me'ava was a Talmud of the Nedev Yehuda, probably the prime Talmud of the Nedev Yehuda. So in the Tshuva Me'ava, he records that in Chelek Beis, in Reish Pei Hei, that when he was young, he heard a kasha from Maharil Kasvitz. I don't know who that is, but he heard a kasha from some Talmud Chacham, that according to the Shita of Rav, that Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash are Tahar, they're not Mekabel Tuma at all, why was Nes Chanukah necessary? Meaning they found a Pach Shemen that may have become Tame, that the seal was broken. All the Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash is not Mekabel Tuma anyway. All the Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash is not Mekabel Tuma. So the Tshuva Me'ava suggests that maybe it was Mekabel Tuma because maybe it wasn't a Mashke. Maybe the oil was all congealed. And once it's congealed, it has a din of an ochel. And this is what we learned about Tosla said in Shabbos' daf, on Daf Yudalid, where the Gemara says that if you're madlik with shemen in a ner that's a rishon or a sheni l'tuma, so the shemen itself becomes a rishon midraban, because the chacham mor goes there on any mashke that touches either a rishon or a sheni l'tuma, then it becomes a rishon, and shemen is part of that gezera. So says Tosla, you see from there that shemen is a din of a mashke. And Tosla says, but I don't understand. There's a Mishnah, Maseches Taharos, where you have machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that Rabbi Meir says Shemen has a din of a mashke, and therefore if it touches the Sheni Lutum, it becomes a Rishon. But Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says that no, Shemen is only Yayin has a din of a mashke, but Shemen and Dvash do not have a din of a mashke and do not become a Rishon. So what it tells, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that it should not have a din of a mashke. So Tosas quotes Rabbi Natam that whole machlokas is only b'shemen shenikrash v'chazer v'nimuach. If the Shemen became congealed and then further liquefied afterwards. But if it was never nikrash klal, if it never congealed at all, it would have a din of a mashke l'chol adeos. But what you see clearly from those is only because it congealed and further liquefied that it's a machlokas. But if it congeals and stays solid, then it's an ochel, then it's not a mashke b'chlal. So it could be, says the Tshuva Me'ava, that the Nes Chanukah happened with congealed oil. And because it happened with congealed oil, that's why it was able to become tamei. And then it further maybe liquefied afterwards. So when it liquefied afterwards, okay, we pass in that it's going to have a din of a mashke that or the tumah that it got while it was congealed will not go away even if it further liquefies. And based on that, in the Marsham in Das Torah says you can answer another kasha, because all the shemen that they had in the Azara was tamei misafek, because they didn't see that it became tamei. They came in and everything was all over the place, and they assumed that maybe it became tamei. So even if you say the Azara is din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, l'chor it's Safik Tuma b'Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it's Safik Tuma midrabanan b'Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We just got through saying Safik Tuma b'Rosh Hashanah Yachid is tamei, but that's only by Tuma d'Oraisa. But Safik Tuma midrabanan b'Rosh Hashanah Yachid should be tahar. So shouldn't they have paskin that the shemen is tahar? But based on the Tshuva Me'av, you understand very well, because the shemen that was there was nikrash, so it had a din of ochel becomes tamei midaraisa. So that's why it was Safik Tuma d'Oraisa in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It was not Safik Tuma d'Rabbanan, because regardless of whether Mashke is Tar Legamri or only Tami d'Rabbanan, at worst it's only going to be Tami d'Rabbanan, so the Chor was a Safik d'Rabbanan. No, it must have been that it was Nikrash. So the Poskim used that as a springboard to the discussion. You know, they sell in those prefabbed oil things that are Nikrash for Ner Chanukah. So there is a Shita Sakolba, which is not the standard Shita of the Rov Rishonim, but there is a Shita Sakolba that the Gemara sounds like whatever oil you use for Ner Chanukah should burn cleanly. It should be nice, clean oil that you use for Ner Chanukah. That's the criteria. And that's why Shemen Zayis is preferred. And that's it. The Gemara doesn't say because they had Shemen Zayis in the Beis HaMikdash. Shemen Zayis is preferred because it burns the most cleanly. So Rav Shachter was saying recently that the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Shachter said that he much prefers to use wax candles, because he finds that it burns so nicely. It's much easier than the mess that's made with the oil. I guess he hasn't discovered the prefabbed ones, you know, so you're pouring the oil and making the whole thing. So he much prefers wax candles. His wife absolutely does not allow it. You have to only use Shemen Zayis, so he only uses Shemen Zayis. But he much prefers wax candles. Why? Because that's what the Gemara says. If it burns more cleanly, that's what it is. But there is a Shita Sakalba that says you should use that which is similar to the to what they use in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the question. When you have these congealed things, so is that similar to what they... So it might be the most similar, right? It might be exactly what the nace happened with. But that's a discussion. All the achronim are mekel. That's why they sell... I mean, they probably sell them anyway, but all the achronim are mekel. Not only mekel, they say it's mitzvah min amufchor l'charchila. Like, there's no hesitation. It liquefies before it burns off, right? That's the heat liquefies it, and then it fuels the fire. Okay, anyway, so... This is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So now, Gufa. Rav amar dachan mamish. So Rav says that when we say mashka beit mechaya is tahor, it means that it's mamish tahor. It's not makabel tumah at all. Ushmuel amar dachan mitamei acherim avel tumas atzman yesh lehen. No, it just doesn't have the ability to be mitamei other things, but itself becomes is tamei. So Rav amar dachan mamish kasavar tumas mashkin terabanan. Rav says it's dachan mamish because the other tumas mashkin is only terabanan. So the Rabbanan only made such a gezeira on regular mashkin outside of the Mikdash. But in the Mikdash, they were not going to be gozer on the mashkin because that would just cause hefsid kachim. You don't want that to happen. That when we say that Yosef ben Ezer was made, that the mashkin beit mitbechaya, is tahar, it means that it's tahar from being metame other things. But it itself becomes tame kasavar because Yosef ben Ezer holds tumas mashkin atzman da raisa. The tumah of the mashkin itself is a din d'oraisa l'tamei acherim d'rabanan. Only its ability to transmit tuma is d'rabanan. So we can only play with that which where it was only a din d'rabanan. The rabanan can only alter what's their own din. V'chigaz d'rabanan b'mashkin d'alma b'mashkin beis mitbechaya lo gazer d'rabanan. Only made a gezeira on the mashka's ability to transmit tuma when it's outside of the mikdash. But in the mikdash, it doesn't have the ability to transmit tuma. V'chilo gazer d'rabanan l'tamuye acher. But you can't talk about the Rabbanan not being gozer tuma on the mashke itself. That's the oraisa. That's not up to the Rabbanan. So that's going to be tameh everywhere. So now the Gemara is going to bring again. We said one kasha on Shmuel, and the Gemara is not going to have an answer to that kasha, and six kashas on Rav, but we're going to have an answer to each of the rayas against Rav. So first the raya against Shmuel. So Amalei Ravuna bar Chinna lebrei. Ravuna bar Chinna said to his son, Kael, sakame de Rav Papa Ramilei, when you go in front of Rav Papa, I want you to ask him, do you really hold that mashke in the Beis HaMikdash does not have the ability to be metame other things, but it itself is tame min haTorah krika? But you could say the pasuk about v'abasar sheyiga b'chol tame lo yeyachel. So we learn that anything that's tame is metame kachim. So even if a mashke is not metame chulin, but at the very least min haTorah, it should be able to be metame kachim that it touches, because it's Nagu b'davar tameh. We said anything that touches anything that itself is tameh, memela makes kachim tameh. So how could Shmuel say that the mashke itself is tameh but does not transmit tumah to anything, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, does not transmit tumah to anything even on a drabbanan level? The pasuk says that anything that's tameh transmits tumah to kachim. So how can you say that it's not that it doesn't transmit tumah? So answer Gemara, Amrav Shisha Breid Ravidi, Midadava Arevi Iba Kodesh. No, you do have some things that are tameh and are not able to transmit tumah. A revi'i bakodesh. The revi'i is the end of the line. That's the lowest level of tumah that one that you can possibly have. So a revi'i bakodesh has the ability to transmit tumah to, does not have the ability to transmit tumah, even though it itself becomes tameh. So maskar ravashi, revi'i bakodesh lo ikri tameh. A revi'i bakodesh is not called tameh. Hai ikri tameh. No, but the mashka that we're talking about that became tameh from tumah sheretz is tameh. Meaning revi'i bakodesh is what we call pasul. Pasul means it itself is Tame, but doesn't have the ability to transmit Tame. So since Raviva Kodesh is only Pasul, it doesn't fit into that Pasul, that everything that's Tame has to be able to transmit Tame. But over here, the Mashka is actually Tame. So how can you say that it doesn't transmit Tame to Kachim? So Kasha, that's a Kasha on Shmuel Shita, and again, it's only a Lashon of Kasha, which is a softer Lashon, so it must be that there are Terutzim and the Rishonim and Achronim work on what those Terutzim might be. But that's the rejection of Shmuel Shita. So now says Gemara, let's work on Rav's Shita. Six challenges to Rav. So first challenge, Toshima will bring a raya against Rav that from a Beferish Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about a klicheres that became tame from a sheretz. And the Pasuk says, V'kol mashka asher yishaseh b'chol kli yitma. But the previous pasuk says v'chol kli cheres asher yipul meyam al tocho kol asher b'tocho yitma, that the way a kli cheres works is anything that goes in the airspace of a kli cheres, a tuma, a sheretz dangles in the airspace of a kli cheres, it's mitame everything in that kli cheres. And then we say v'chol ochol asher yachol asher yavol of mayim yitma, any food that had come in contact with a liquid can now be, is eligible to become tame from a sheretz. That's the din of hechsher lekabel tuma, that in order for food to become tame, it has to come in contact with one of the Mashkim. And then it said this phrase, V'chol mashka asher yishaseh b'chol kli yitma. So the pashtus of that phrase of the pasuk is that a kli cheres that's tamei is metame anything that's inside of it, whether it be food that had been huchshar lekabel tuma, or whether it be a mashka, that it has the ability to be metame a mashka. So how could Rav say that a mashka is not mekabel tuma min haTorah? Here's a pasuk. The pasuk says that a kli cheres is metame whatever is in its airspace, including a mashka. So it's beferish. Says Marana, No, my yitma hichshir. You know what the word yitma means when in the context of a mashke? It means that it's machshir, the food, to become tameh in a klichares. That's all it's saying. That's the role of the mashke over here. Not that a mashke in a tameh klichares becomes tameh itself. Mashke never becomes tameh. The mashke has the ability to be machshir food to be mekabel tumah, so that if that food now goes in the airspace of a klichares, it will become tameh. So wait a second. That's why I told you the previous pasuk or the earlier part of the pasuk beforehand, hechshir mereishit to krash shamadai. The idea of hechshir lekabel tuma, that's another phrase in the same pasuk that already taught me the din of hechshir lekabel tuma. Mikola ochel asher yeachel, pasuk says asher yavo alav mayim yitma, that any food that had water come in contact with it, meaning any food that came in contact with one of the zayin mashkim, is now hechshir lekabel tuma. Why would I need a second phrase in the pasuk to tell me the same din of hechshir lekabel tuma? Says Mar Chad Bitlushin V'Chad B'Mechubarin. I need two phrases in the pasuk to tell me actually Kabel Tuma. One to tell me about a liquid that is Talush Min HaKarka, that's no longer attached to where to its natural source, and the other to talk about Mashka that's still Mechubar LaKarka, that's still attached to its natural source, to tell me both of those are able to be Machshir food to be Mekabel Tuma. Why would I think not? Utsrichi Diash Minan Bitlushin. If it only were to tell me that which is Talush is Machshir Kabel Tuma. Because in order for it to become tallish, someone must have been tallish it. Someone must have said, you know what, this water is now, we're not just going to let nature put this water where it wants. I want to use this water. So someone's going to go and draw it and take it. That's machshiv it. That says that that's chashiv the water, chashiv enough that I took it for myself, that I took it out from where its original location was. And maybe such water can be machshir lekabel tuma. Aval mechubarin, but when it comes to mashka that's mechubar lekarka, say emalo, I would think that it's not chashiv enough to be machshir lekabel tuma. And if it only would have told me about mechubarin, I would say only mechubarin is machshir lekabel tuma, because only that's chashuv, meaning things are most chashuv in their natural spot, in their original place. Once something, a person is a chashuv, a person in their own shul, in their own, you know, once they're somewhere else, they're uncomfortable and they're not, they don't feel so chashuv anymore when they're out of their context. So it's a mashal, obviously. But when it comes to the natural world, so you have water in its natural place, so that's a chashuv of water. But once you take it out of its natural place, it's no longer chashuv anymore. I would think it therefore lacks chashivus and therefore doesn't have the ability to be machshir lekabel tuma. Tzrichi. That's why I need two phrases in the pasuk. Only tell me the din of hechshir lekabel tuma. Meaning raya number one is not a good raya against Rav. We wanted to bring a raya that the pasuk is telling me that a mashke can become tamei. The answer is no. That's not at all what the pasuk was telling me. The pasuk was telling me that a mashke has the ability ability to be machshir lekabel tuma, but not that it itself can become tamei. Tashma, let's move on to raya number two against Rav. Rav, you want to tell me a mashka does not become tamei on a daraisa level? What do you do with the following pasuk? Ach mayan uvar mikveh mayim yeh tahor. So it sounds like this mayim that's mechubar is not mekabel tuma. It's yeh tahor, but it sounds like mayim tlushim will be mekabel tuma. If you take water out of the mayan, out of the bar, now it will be mekabel tuma. Unlike Rav, who says that mashka can never become tamei min haTorah at all. So says no. Mayi yeh tahor mitumaso. Where yeh tahor doesn't mean that only the mashka that's still in the bar or in the mayan is tahor, but once it's out, it's tamei. No, it means that dafka mei mayan and mei mikvah are mitaher other things. Once you take the water out of the bar, you take the water out of the mayan, it no longer has the koach hatahara to be mitaher other items that go into it. So says Gemara utlushin mimachshirin. Just backtracking one step, the Gemara says, wait a second. When we said that water that's talush is machshir lekabel tuma, and that's what that first pasuk that we quoted was about. Is that true? Water that's talush is machshir ochlin to be mekabel tuma min haTorah. V'amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chinin, mashka beis mitbechaya lo dayin shein dachan ela shein machshirin. We said that the mashka beis mitbechaya in the azara not only is tar that it doesn't become tamei, but it's not even machshir food to be mekabel tuma. So you see that mayim tulushim are only machshir midrabanan, because if they were machshir on a daraisa level, the chacham would not have the koach to be gozer that they're not machshir while they're in the Azara. So says Gemara Tirgama al dam. No, that must be talking dafka about the dam of the karbanos. That's not machshir. But in Echinami, the mayim in the basement b'chaya, since mayim is machshir midoraisa, the mayim in the basement b'chaya also has to be machshir lekabel tuma, because the rabbanon can't take away a din doraisa. But the dam that they can say is not machshir. Why? B'dam Rabbi Chiya Barabba Am Rabbi Yochanan. Minayim the dam kachim sheinu machshir. I know dam kachim is not machshir food to be mekabel tuma shenemar, because the pasuk says ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. Pasuk says ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. So dam shenishpach kamayim, only dam that spills like water, that's holich liibud, that you're not trying to save, that you're not trying to protect, is similar to mayim umachshir, and therefore has the ability to be machshir. But dam sheinu nishpach kamayim, but dam kachim, which doesn't spill on the ground, dam kachim you're catching in a kli, so you could do zrika, and that's how you get the whole kapara. So dam kachim is not nishbach kamayim, and therefore ain't a machshir. So it's exeris hakasav that only the kind of dam that you discard and that you have no interest in, only such dam is machshir lekabel tuma. But dam that you're trying to catch because it's dam kachim is not machshir lekabel tuma. So masr of Shmuel Barami, hay dam tamtzis, hare dam tamtzis to nishbach kamayim, ain't a machshir. But wait a second, you're right. The initial squirt of blood from the animal after the shechita, they catch in a cup in order to do zrika. It's not nishbach chemayim. What about all the rest of the blood that comes out of the animal? There's a lot of blood that comes out of the animal, right? The Gemara describes, the Mishnah describes later in this Masechta, that an Erev Pesach, the Kohanim walking around knee deep in blood, there's a lot of blood that just, and the whole, it was supposed to drain, but when there was a backup, so it didn't drain so quickly. But it was all supposed to drain out, because it's nishbach chemayim. It's blood, the dam tam is all nishbach chemayim. So ve'eno machshir, and yet even that dam is not machshir lekabel tuma. So how can you say that the dam that's nishbach chemayim is machshir lekabel tuma? What about all the dam tamtzis? Some of the bezeira hanach dam tamtzis afil b'chulin ami la machshir. No, dam tamtzis is not even machshir on chulin. Dam tamtzis is not machshir on the daraisa level at all, because it's not considered dam. So kibble minei Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. Rav Shmuel Bar Ami was mekabel from Rabbi Zeira that the reason that dam tamtzis is not machshir is because the idea that dam is considered a mashke in the first place is because by the nevuah of Bilam, it says v'dam chalolim yishteh. So we darshan that when it says v'kol mashka asher yishaseh, that's only referring to dam chalolim. Da amar rachmana rak chazak l'bilti yachol adam ki adam hu anefesh. Dam shanefesh yotzebo kore dam, dam sheina nefesh yotzebo enu kore dam. Only that initial burst of blood that the animal dies with, only that has a halachic status of dam. But that which the animal doesn't die with, the further blood that's in the animal, is not halachically dam on a daraisa. Daraisa level, and therefore is not included in Dam Chalal Mishta. It's not a Mashke as far as being Makshir LeKabel Tuma either. So you want to know why it is that the Dam in the Beis HaMikdash is not Makshir the Basra to be Makabel Tuma. That's a Din Daraisa, the Dam is Makshir. Well, if you're talking about the Dam of the Zrika, that's not Nishpach Kamayim, right? That's not discarded. And if you're talking about the rest of the Dam, that's not Dam, because only the Dam the Dam Shanev Jotzebo is considered to be Dam on a Daraisa level. So that's the drush of the Gemara has. Rashash points out, so it sounds that this is a general limud, that whenever the word Dam is used, it's only about Dam HaNefesh. And the Rashash says, and therefore I have a kasha. Why does the Gemara much later in this Masechta have to derive from a Pasuk? Ki Adam Huba Nefesh Yichaper. That Dam HaTamsis is not Mechaper. We just got to be saying Dam HaTamsis is not Dam. So of course not Mechaper. Anything that's not Dam is not Mechaper. That Dam is only the Dam Shai Nefesh Yotzibo. That's the only thing that's halachically considered Dam. So that's the Rashash's kasha. So the question is that really true? That we're saying a definition of Dam in Kala Torah Kula over here? Rav Zilberstein points out, Lo Samod Al Dam Reyecha means only if a person's going to die, you have to step in to save him. But if he's going to suffer in some other way, then you could stand idly by and let it happen. Rambam says, Beferish, not that way. If a person's going to suffer in any which way, you have to save him. So it could be that it's not such a Kloliastic Adin over here. Okay, we move on to challenge number 3 against Rav. Toshima, Dam Shenitma Uzraka. Beshogeg Hurtza. Let's say you have dam that became tamei, but you were zorikin on the mizbeach anyway, and you did it beshogeg. So then the carbon is meratza. The basar is going to be mutter for the kohanim to eat. But bemezid lo hurtza. But if you did it bemezid, then the carbon is not going to be kosher for the kohanim to eat because the dam of the carbon is mekabel tuma, even though it's for the mashke beis mitbachaya. Apparently, so apparently when Yosi ben Yehuda says that the mashke of the beis mitbachaya are tahar, he must not have meant like Rav thought he meant. That it's totally tahar, because we're talking about dam shenitma. It's that's the whole case over here. So it says we are not midrabanan. No, we're assuming that the dam became tamei on a drabanan level, not on a daraisa level. And the fact that it's not miratza is only on a drabanan level. And this brisa must be assuming against Yosi ben Yosef Yisreida, who says that they were never gozer such dinim in the mikdash. Meaning that's all this brisa is saying, that that which is tamei midrabanan Rabbanan outside of the Mikdash is going to be Tamei Midrabanan in the Mikdash also. But all it could ever be is Tamei on a Drabanan level, because on a Daraisa level, in a Chinami, the Mashke can never become Tamei. Raya number 4, Tashema, says the Gemara. Al Maha Tzitz Meratze, for what does the Tzitz Meratze, what can the Tzitz help along in terms of the Kashrus of a Karban? Al Adam, Al Abasar, Al Achelev, Shenitma! For Dam or Basar Achelev that became Tamei. Bein Beshog, Bein Mez, Bein Ratzon, Bein Yach, Bein Tzibor, whether it's carbon yachar or carbon zibur. But the bottom line is, you see that you need ritzoy tzitz because dam, in fact, can become tamei. So says Mara midrabanan udalok Yosi ben Yosef Yisreida. No, it just means that the dam is tamei on a drabanan level. I thought rabanan aren't gozer in the base of mikdash. They're tumos midrabanan. Yosi ben Yosef Yisreida holds that they're not, but apparently this price holds that they are. That which is tamei midrabanan outside of the base of mikdash is tamei midrabanan in the base of mikdash as well. Tashma raya number 5 against Rav. The pasuk says about the tzitz. That the tzitz is machshir pasul karbanos and is meratze. V'chiyeza avonu nose. What types of problems with kachim is the tzitz going to solve? Im avon pigul. If we're talking about pigul, arek varnemer lo yeratze. It says beferish in the pasuk about pigul that pigul who lo yeratze. So the tzitz can't be machshir pigul. V'im avon nosar. If it's about nosar carbon meat that's left beyond its time, sarek varnemer lo yichashev. It says that lo yichashev, which means that there's no way to fix nosar. It must be that what does the tzitz help for? It helps for the problem, for problems of tuma. Why would it help for tuma more so than pigul and nosar? Because tuma we find is less severe than pigul and nosar, in that when you have a whole tzibur that's tamei, we allow tuma b'tzibur. So since we allow tuma b'tzibur and rova the tzibur's tameim, they're allowed to be makrav their karbanos l'chachila b'tuma. So once the Torah is so makel by the psul tuma when it comes to the tzibur, so the Torah is also of Mekel that even a yachid that does bituma, the tzitz will be meratze, and the carbon will be all lebailim l'shem chova. So my love tumas dam. What type of tumah are we talking about when we talk about tumah of a carbon? Aren't we talking about the key part of the carbon, which is the dam that you're zorik on the mizbeach? So Rabbah lo tumas kmatzim. No, maybe we're not talking about a zevach at all. Maybe we're talking about a carbon mincha, and the mechaper by a carbon mincha is the kometz that you take out of it. So that's what the tzitz is meratze for, the kmitza, but not for the dam. Why not for the dam? Because the dam can never become tame anyway, according to Rav. And that brings us to the final raya, raya number 6. Toshima, akasha on Rav. Again, Rav said that Mashke has no tumah midaraisa at all, and this kasha is not from a braisa, it's from something Rav himself said. Chagai Anavi was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to examine the Kohanim, to make sure that they know all the halachos of Tumas Kachim, because in all the time in Galus, they didn't study the halachos of Kachim. So before they're going to do the Avodah, it's important that they know Hilchos Kachim. So the Pasuk says that Kohamar Hashem Tzvakos, Shalna Asakwanim, Torah Leimar, that you have to give them a Bechina. And what's the Bechina? As follows. Hey Nisa Ish Besar Kodesh Beknaf Bigdo. He makes a case that they're holding Besar Kodesh Beknaf Bigdo, V'naga Beknaf Al Alechem, V'el Anazid V'el Yayin V'el Shemin V'el Kol Machal, Hayikdosh V'yano Kanav Yom Lo. That a person's carrying in his Knaf Beged Basar of a Sheretz, and that Sheretz touches Lechem and makes it a Rishon Letumah, and that Lechem touches another food and makes it a Sheni Letumah, that Nizid, that other food touches Yayin, Yayin Nesach, and makes it a Shlishi Letumah, that Yayin touches Shemin Shal Nesachim, or any other Michael Kachim, doesn't make it a Revi Letumah, doesn't make it Pasul. And the response of these Kohanim was, no, it does not make a Pasul, it's perfectly fine. So Va'amar Rav Ishtabish Kahani, and Rav says, wrong. It was one question on the Bechina, they got it wrong. They got a zero on the Bechina. Because the emes is that Shemen that becomes Pasul becomes a Revi Letumah, because a Revi Bekachim is Pasul. So Chagai was talking about Yayin and Shemen in the Azara, and still Rav says that they become Tameh. So isn't that a stira? Rav said that that the liquids cannot become Tameh at all on the Daraisa level. So how come they got it wrong? How come Rav is saying over here that the Yayin and the Shemen can become Tameh? Says Mar Midi Hutaima Elul Rav, Rav Mashke base mitbechaya tani, avol mashka bay midbechaya metame. But the mashka of the bay midbechaya, which is not blood and water, but shemen and yayin of nesachim, which are brought on the mizbeach, they're like mashkim of chulin that the chacham war goes or tuma on a darais level and a chinami the namakam tuma. But the chacham war goes or tuma, and Chagai was examining whether the Kohanim were familiar with that tuma derabanan, that the gezeira was already in place by the time Chagai gave them that bechina. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Gufa 3 lines from the top of the page.